Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. Happy Party Friday. It is a good day to be a Republican in Colorado today. Not quite as fun, I think, to be a Democrat or a Channel 9 news anchor today. Trump is, as we speak right now, holding his rally at the Gaylord in Aurora. He's been speaking, God, for almost an hour and 20 minutes. We hope to get Wes Eimer, who's there, on when Trump ends. You never really know when that's going to happen. But huge turnout. I mean, the Gaylord initially, I think, had it where it was going to be like 4,100 people.
Right.
Then they opened it up to 12,000. Those tickets, I mean, they were free, but they got reclaimed immediately. Apparently the line, somebody was saying, some reporter, so not a Trump fan, was saying it was at least a mile long. NBC apparently reporting it was the longest line they'd seen for something like this. Thousands and thousands of people showing up right here in Blue State, Colorado, huh?
Yeah, that is amazing when you think about it. Julie was supposed to be in that line, but
we had to drive Rev around. It's like we're deep in the depths of having a 13-year-old who has a much busier social sports life than we do. My life is now basically I should just be an Uber driver. But anyway, it's going.
She decided not to.
That's right. It's interesting. I mean, Trump started out by saying, hey, you know, we can win Colorado and, you know, maybe yes, maybe no. But clearly the turnout there was huge. And I think the most important thing, and I'll kind of get right to it, that he did, that he just did literally like about 5 minutes ago, is he announced Operation Aurora. He says the first day in office, one of the first things he's going to do is issue an order to deport, number one, that some 14,000 criminal alien murderers, convicted murderers that Kamala led into the country. And also he's going to use something called the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to target illegal immigrant gang members. He would invoke that Aliens Enemy Act. I'm going to target and dismantle the illegal immigrant criminal gangs, which the Democrats, by the way, are still saying don't exist, right?
That's, you know, 1798 is when John Adams issued lots of incredibly draconian, awful laws that occasionally brought up. Hey. This must be one of those incredible.
I think good for him, right? The Democrats are always pouring back through things and finding clever ways to try to destroy lives by enacting ancient things. This one, at least, the only lives he's aimed at destroying are criminal, illegal, alien gangs who are terrorizing people in this country, right? So
The newcomers.
It's been interesting because, as you know, the reason he came to Aurora all along was, hopefully because he thinks that maybe he can rally things and get things going here in Colorado. But because of the Venezuelan gang that have taken over some apartment complexes there. And I think here the Democrats, as usual, misplayed things because they blew it out. It got blown up because the Democrats, Jared Polis, Mike Kaufman, Kyle Clark, everybody said there are no problems
Mike
with Venezuela.
Mike Kaufman's not a Democrat.
Right, but he might as well be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, true. But there are no, there are no problems with Venezuelan gangs. Literally, Jared Polis said, it's a figment of your imagination. Well, and then this brave woman from Colorado, and Trump brought her up on stage at the rally, had sort of like from her, you know, the Ring doorbell thing, she had doorbell videotape, all the gang members with AK-47s breaking in, and then all these other videos started showing up, and then it started getting connected to other crimes in other cities.
Yeah. Jewelry robberies and,
all kinds of things around the country. And then they, you know, I mean, ICE even issued a warning saying that this Venezuelan gang had given the green light, so to speak, to shoot and kill police officers. So, you know, while the Democrats kept trying to say, oh, no, it's not a problem, people kept getting terrorized, killed, sold into sex trafficking, all of this stuff on videotape. So it became pretty hard to deny it. Although Jared Polis, John Hickenlooper, Michael Bennett, Jason Crow all held a news conference today to
Yay.
remind everybody that Colorado and particularly Aurora are safe and vibrant.
Yeah, it's vibrant. The key is vibrant.
And you know, and here's the thing. I'm not saying that there aren't places in Aurora that aren't safe and vibrant. What is so,
Yeah, have you ever found them?
well, yeah, there are nice places in Aurora.
Where?
Well, I mean, plenty. I don't want to get into a weird debate with you about that, but there are plenty of nice places. I have friends who live in Aurora.
Kamala answer.
You know, I
That's a
mean,
Kamala answer.
I'm going to start going through suburbs, okay? But there are plenty of nice places in Aurora.
There
But
are. I'm just kidding.
you want to keep going?
Sure. I'm just kidding, but it's amazing. I think Gaylord is in Aurora, isn't it? It's an incredible to have that many people there. If you could organize the 20,000 to get out the vote or something, Colorado could win. But we spend most of our times because the establishment suing, getting sued by those, and it's really sad. It's really sad.
But I mean, I would imagine hopefully the people who showed up there would vote. But as I was saying though, that what's so it's Trump's like dangerous and actually a betrayal of our country is rather than work on solving what is obviously a problem with criminal illegal aliens, the Democrats, because it is their importation, their voter importation plan, right? The
Great
Democrats.
replacement.
Yeah, the Democrats spend all their time trying to silence anyone who wants to talk about it. And so we have all kinds of sound from the rally today. And I think Trump is highlighting it. And I'm guessing, and you're the political strategist, but they probably have polls, internal polls, not just external polls, that show this is an issue that resonates with people.
Oh, yeah, well, immigration and economy are the two biggest issues in the country by far, by
Exactly.
far.
And it's not, and keep in mind, it's because they allowed all of these criminal illegal aliens. A few years ago, you didn't really talk about that. And the whole attitude was, well, they're just trying to come here to make a better life. But what we've seen is the people coming here now, for many of them, I don't know statistically, are not coming here to make, well, they're coming here to make a better life by holding you at gunpoint and robbing you. I guess that improves their life, right? They're not coming here to work and to become assimilated into society. And people are seeing that, right? And Donald Trump, he started out by saying, "What the hell happened to Colorado?" And then said, "We are going to take it back." So, Thomas, if we could please play the Trump soundbite.
But I've been waiting for this day, and we're here finally in Aurora, Colorado, to call the attention of the world, and unfortunately, the world's already got its attention, to one of the most egregious betrayals that any leader in any nation has ever inflicted on its own people. What they've done to our country, what they're doing to our country. They're destroying, they are ruining our country. We are being led by stupid people. We cannot take it anymore. For the past 4 years, as the so-called border czar, the person in charge of our border, Kamala Harris, and you can't use the name Harris. You know, if you say Harris, nobody knows who the hell you're talking about. Think of it, Harris. Nice name. It's like, so we use the name Kamala. She was last, right? She came in last, and now she's running. How about that? In all fairness, I'm not a fan of Sleepy Joe, but Sleepy Joe got 14 million votes. She got none. She never made it to the great state of Iowa. She quit. Out of 22 people, she quit. She had nothing going. And interestingly, when she came in, she was okay, pretty good. But then they heard her talking. They watched her brain in action. And when they saw the brain in action, they said, that's it. And here she is again. But Kamala has imported an army of illegal alien gang members and migrant criminals from the dungeons of the third world. They come from the dungeons, think of that, the dungeons of the third world, from prisons and jails, insane asylums and mental institutions. And she has had them resettled beautifully into your community to prey upon innocent American citizens. That's what they're doing. And no place is it more evident than right here.
Yeah, they don't like that. Jared Paul Johnny is saying, I like it that Trump called Polis dumb. He didn't just call him dumb. That's it, because I wrote this down. He called him weak, ineffective, a coward, and a fraud. And so there you go. I mean, why do they keep trying to deny the truth? I don't know. Then from Charlene, Jurinski gave the best speech. Agree. And we have sound of that I'll get to in a second. So Danielle Jurinski is the Aurora City Council person who first started talking about this, right? And
Was mocked by Channel 9 and particularly Kyle Clark. The governor said it was just a figment of her imagination.
right. And then Channel 31, Fox 31, got some of the videotape. And then all the other media organizations started pressuring Fox 31 to quit showing it. They kept saying Fox 31 hasn't responded to our request for comment. Why should they respond to your request for comment? They were doing a news story that you should be following. But Danielle, they did everything they could to make her shut up. Right. And she did not. And she was on the stage today and gave a great speech. And Thomas, so if we could please play, here's a little snippet of it, the Danielle Jurinski soundbite.
And make no mistake of it. These pictures you see, these mugshots you see, this is not a feature of my imagination. When I started having police officers come to me and tell me, Danielle, there's a Venezuelan prison gang that is here, that is taking over apartment complexes in the city, and we need help. That's pretty serious to have police officers come to a city council person and ask for that help. And when I started asking questions, and I was told about code enforcement violations. Let me tell you something. I have never met a police officer in my life that is scared of code enforcement violations. When I went in, when I decided to go in, when I got done asking questions, when I wasn't getting the truth, when I wasn't getting the answers, and I decided I had to take action, I decided I had to go in myself and start moving people out.
She talked about going in and seeing with her own eyes what was going on there, right? And again, rather than anybody fixing it and just saying, you know, she's got a problem, instead, remember, they tried to blame the apartment owners, right? The complex owners, saying it was code violations.
What did Dick Wadham say after? He was the next speaker, wasn't he?
Yeah, Dick Wadham spoke after that. No. Well, I was going to say no rhinos, but I can't say that. Also on stage today was Dave Williams, yay, the
He
chair,
started everything off.
yep, with the Colorado Republican Party. On the other hand, you know, Gabe Evans, who's the candidate in CD8, who's been endorsed by Trump, Jeff Crank, the candidate in CD5, who beat Dave Williams, he was on stage. Sarah Palin was also there.
That was interesting.
Yeah, well, I imagine she's going, I think he's going to Vegas after this.
She has some connection with Vegas.
I have no idea. I mean,
She likes a good time, so she's coming to
yes,
Colorado,
imagine it's
and
like
then they're going to have a party
from
on their
Charlene.
Las
Mike
Vegas.
Kaufman needs to step down and let Danielle take over. Well, yeah, Mike Kaufman keeps running around saying, well, this is bad for the economy of Aurora. I think it's interesting. He's calling it Operation Aurora. That's got to be making Democrat heads explode, right? And then he had these videotapes they showed where they had compiled not just from Aurora, but all around the country. And I'm sure it's going to be an ad, right, on Facebook and social media. All of these violent, illegal criminal aliens. And crimes that they've committed and stuff. And Kamala Harris has no answer for that, right? And I think he's just going to keep hammering her on that. Also on stage, oh, the next congresswoman to oust Jason Kroll is Danielle. Yeah, you never know. We need some. I mean, Trump gave a shout out to John Fabricatore, the former Border Patrol agent who's been putting out a lot of this stuff. I don't think he has much of a chance against Jason Kroll.
He's a good speaker, and if the state were a little more even, I think he could take things like Jason Crow's, but as is, no.
Right, and nor Danielle. And from Charlene was Dave Williams on stage. Yes, I think he kicked the whole thing off, right? It took, it's, I think the doors opened at 11. Trump didn't start speaking till he was supposed to speak at 1, started about 45 minutes late. But Lauren Boebert was there too. And she was, Lauren Boebert is a pretty fiery speaker. If we could please play the Lauren Boebert soundbite number one.
So here I am, Patriots. I'm here to ask you, are you ready? Are you ready to see God move?
And she talked about, as did Trump, it's time to turn Colorado red. And Trump said, that's why I'm here. Now, I don't know. I'm like, your thoughts on that?
Well, both her and Sharinsky basically shout at the audience. And that's okay, but it is an interesting speaking style.
Well, it's loud in there, yeah.
Where you just scream you once, and I've listened to Lauren Boebert 20 times. She screamed every time, and usually pretty well. I mean,
but her, your thoughts on turning Colorado red? I mean,
okay, turning Colorado red. Well, the first thing they need to do to get Colorado turned red is to get out the vote. And to get out the vote, you got to have everybody vote early, so you know who hasn't voted. Then you go to your doors and you knock on them. You, by hook or by crook, you get their ballots. Without that, you're never going to take back Colorado. So you had 20,000 people there. If each one of those only took his own ballot, but would go out and knock on five doors. The problem is the Republican Party in Colorado can't organize that because the establishment is always suing them, keeping them tied up in courts. And while the grassroots win, how much of an effective campaign can you do when the establishment uses all their money, and they got a lot of it, to hire people like Chris Murray to betray the party and sue? I mean, it's just, you know, that's just ended.
You
got
to fight your own people. Well, interestingly, now I think it's up everywhere now, but this morning in looking, that was because I think there was this anticipation that Trump was going to announce this new initiative, Operation Aurora, to deport, to find and deport the criminal illegal gangs. It was all over the national news that Trump was coming to Aurora. Complete Colorado, which is a part of the Anschutz media industrial complex, no mention of it.
No, yeah.
Well, I mean, wasn't even anywhere on the site, right? Even NPR had it,
right,
that he was coming to Colorado, but not Phil Anschutz's organization. So you're right. The biggest problem we have, not the biggest, but because the Democrat machine, but it, but is you're absolutely right. The establishment Republicans who would rather see, and make no mistake, would rather see Trump lose,
yes,
right, than for them to lose control. So we have to fight them too. We also have to fight the media, though. It was kind of funny. I want to play this. And again, the media and the Democrat attempts, I mean, it's just pathetic that Polis and, you know, Michael Bennett, the Denver Post has an editorial by Michael Bennett talking about, oh, it's so mean, it's racist that we're calling these illegal criminal, you know, criminal killers, sex traffickers, that they're being mean to them, right? And it's just ridiculous. And it's all just a figment of your imagination. And then you see yet another videotape.
They've renamed rapists sex workers.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to be tax-free, I guess, too, if they get
that's right, on services.
But Lauren Boebert called out the media in this too. This is pretty interesting. If we could please, Thomas, play the Boebert soundbite number two.
And Colorado, we don't need Kyle Clark at 9 News to tell us what's happening in our own backyard. Our backyard's looking like an episode of Narcos. You've got gangs like Trinde Aragua turning apartment complexes into their own playgrounds. What's more American than that, right? Venezuelan gangs are extorting and harassing people, assaulting them in their own homes. And Kamala's out here like, hey, relax, it's fine. Just enjoy your carjacking on the way to the grocery store. Meanwhile, the media is out here saying it's all in your head. It's a feature of your imagination. Yeah, sure. There's no gang problem. The border's secure. Inflation is down. And Joe Biden is really running the country. Next thing you know, they'll tell us living in the basement is peak office conditions and hurricane victims are really enjoying their new beachfront property views. After all, they do have more money than you after your take-home pay under Bidenomics with their glowing $750 checks, if they really need it.
What's interesting, though, is when you look at some of the stuff on X, so Kyle Clark gets roundly booed there, right?
Right.
And then
and Channel 9 News.
And Channel 9 News. And then they show he's tweeting out there, what, they booed me? Oh, like he didn't know, right? And then, like, he didn't know. And he's trying to pretend like, oh, this is cool. And I got to tell you, there's something seriously wrong in the media. There is a time, in spite of biases and things like that, but if you were hated, viscerally hated by like half the people in a state that you were trying to draw an audience from, your news director would come to you and say, Kyle, you got to tone it down a little bit. But they don't because they agree with him, right?
It's a business decision. It is a business decision. They decided, certainly in the Denver market, it's majority of Democrats. And if you become MSNBC of the local news, you will prosper. There'll be no opposition to you because the opposing one are, you know, the Colorado politics at all are on the same side. It's just, and so they've made that decision and they're following through with it. And, you know, he doesn't care. In fact, he's thrilled to get the, you remember when he called the radio station to debate us? And,
right,
you know,
right.
I mean, he enjoyed us, enjoyed, you know, being the enemy. And that's what he does.
And no, and you're right. It's a, you're no good bragging. It's a business you can tip over. It is a business decision on their part, but I think people are seeing through it now. And it is, you know, he goes there and I got to tell you, it probably actually isn't very fun. There's at some inner level, he probably, no one likes going someplace and being hated. You know what I mean?
No, he does.
Well, and their numbers reflect. I mean, they're becoming increasingly unpopular with viewers too. So
yeah, I don't know. It's still the leading station. I mean, everybody's going down.
Well, but it's, yeah, like now they have five people watching and everybody else has three. Right. And one of them is his wife.
Well, he'd go on Twitter and just be pummeled. And he'd pummel back, but all for name recognition.
But again, I think that the good news in all of that, too, is that the whole gaslighting stuff is failing, increasingly failing, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, and you've talked before, it's like the media used to be able to control the narrative, right?
Yes.
And they at the orders of the Democrats, but the narrative, which is why they're all freaking out and talking about censoring us, John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, but that they do not control the narrative anymore.
Well, how would you like to be the New York Times? I mean, for over 100 years, they've been recognized as the news determinant, arbiter. They were trusted. As a kid, I got read the New York Times. And yes, they were biased, but they still were the paper of record, as they call themselves. And they deliberately decided, no, we'll just be MSNBC of news. You know, somebody said, well, the New York Times did this. You go, big deal. That's a piece of garbage. But they chose that because their model, they needed to get subscribers. People were not really subscribed to something that was even partially neutral. And so they didn't. And it's a news decision. And so did the Washington Post.
Right, exactly. And I'm texting him. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be. Wes, they just got out. Trump just finished speaking. So Thomas, I think Wes is going to call in. His phone died, so I'm not sure if his phone, go figure, right? And so I just gave him the call-in number. So hopefully he'll be calling in here pretty quick. From Charlene, Kyle is carrying out his assignment. The stations are getting money from something other than advertisers. You know, I'm not sure if it's happening at TV stations, but we've talked about this before. There are NGOs funded by your tax dollars that are actively paying TV stations to do certain kinds of, a lot of it.
We got offered it at the Chronicle to, you know, would you consider doing, you know, doing, exposing the, you know, the problems of climate change in Colorado. And we said, you know,
sure.
Sure. Give us some money.
Julie will do it.
Yeah, no. Sure. Do anything.
No. So I don't know if that's gotten to TV station levels, but when you look at a lot of the foundations, and they're all liberal foundations, they are funding media organizations, and exactly, Julie, Charlene says, from NGOs. I don't know that that's happening to TV stations yet, but did you want something? To TV stations yet. But it's only a matter of time. I know they all have, you know, they have joined operations anymore, so it's hard to say. But I think the rally, I didn't really think Trump was ever going to come. Did you?
Aurora, yes. I never thought he'd come to Colorado for Colorado, but I did think of the possibility of he'd come out because of the all the problems in Aurora, and he did. I'm still surprised he came out, quite frankly, but... I mean, it's just such a boost in the arm for Republicans throughout the state who don't get very many boosts in the arm.
Yes.
Because they have all the Democrats against them, and they have all the establishment Republicans against them.
Right. Well, and it's got to be, you know, if you're Dick Wadhams, it's pretty funny. How do you go, who hates Donald Trump and says Donald Trump is the reason we lose, et cetera. It's Josh Pendry and all of those people. And then you look and you see literally people stretched for a mile trying to get in,
Yeah.
right? And you see thousands of people there. I mean, the optics there are great, right? It's clear, you know, Kamala Harris. And, you know, you saw every so often there were people who I think were Democrat plants trying to tweet stuff about, oh, the buses aren't running or something like that. It's like, what? Do you know what I mean? It's like anyone who goes to these rallies, they put out plenty of stuff saying, be prepared to walk, be prepared for
Right.
thousands of people, be prepared to stand in line, and be prepared that you might have to watch it outside. You may not get in, right? So
Right.
anybody there who was complaining is a Democrat plant,
Yeah.
right? Or maybe they were FBI agents wearing khaki,
There you go.
stuff like
They
that.
have the tiki torches.
Yeah. From Jacob. Oh, Wes is on with us. Okay. Hey, Wes,
Hey, Wes.
thank you. I hear your phone died, huh? So you're recharging?
You mugged somebody and got theirs?
No.
Yes. No, I just got to the car. We just got out. President Trump wrapped up, you know, as you know, just a little bit ago, and you know, packed house here, from front to back, you know, completely incredible. Great people here. Recognition for the real state party leadership of Dave Williams, opening it up with, you know, welcoming everybody to Colorado, and great American patriots that were all here in attendance today, and a really strong message on border security, from President Trump that was very refreshing to hear over what we've been seeing going on in Aurora.
Let me ask you just a little bit of sort of behind the scenes stuff, because I know you were working and helpful. I mean, first of all, in your role with the Youth Advisory Committee and the Republican National Convention, or Republican, the RNC rather. But I know you were working hard to arrange this too. This came together fast, thanks to the hard work of a lot of Colorado patriots, right?
Oh yes, incredible effort here. We had over 130 volunteers that were organized by the state GOP that were here on the ground working from, you know, 5 a.m. this morning through now, and continuing to help tear down as well. So really great patriots working hard. You know, I mean, it was a huge effort. We had over 10,000 people in that room alone, with thousands more waiting outside. As President Trump said, NDC said it may be the biggest line they've ever seen for a midday event in recent history. And
Wow.
that is accurate. I walked the line. I walked it twice. I helped cheer up the crowd as they were waiting patiently for Secret Service to start screening. And it was huge, absolutely huge. I think this proved to the president that he has a lot more support here than he realizes. And I hope he comes back soon. I don't think it'll be before the election, but I hope after he wins, he'll come back here.
Well, let me ask you a little bit more about that. I know you've been to many of these rallies, and you've traveled the country. What were your thoughts on the size and the enthusiasm level of the Colorado crowd?
You know, I think that it was off the charts. It was one of the most enthusiastic crowds I've seen with the president. This was my 26th Trump event with him, either as a candidate, as president, or former president. And I have to say that everybody was very respectful. They followed instructions from the staff. The energy was off the charts. The chants were crazy. I mean, that whole room was packed to the gills from front to back. Every seat in VIP was filled, and all the way back to the back wall, people standing, you know, arm to arm, waiting for the president. And it was incredible to see. And the amount of MAGA hats alone was just incredible.
Well, do you think that that will slow down Dick Wadhams' inevitable column tomorrow, saying, you know, well, you know, if it wasn't for Trump, you know, Republicans would be very popular, very popular. We just have to get rid of Trump, and then the Republican Party would be all set. I mean, that's his position.
You're exactly right. It's the position of the establishment, right? That, you know, we got to get Trump just like Kamala Harris. It's that same exact policy. And I am really grateful that we showed up and showed up in force today. And there was in the front row, there was a couple that had driven from Missouri to come see him today. You know,
Wow.
and that just proves the enthusiasm nationwide. People came from states miles and miles away to support their president. And that's the reality. Donald Trump is our president. He is the leader of our party. That was reaffirmed today. Dave Williams is the leader of our party. That was made loud and clear today. And it really, I think, silenced that faction. At least I hope it did. And if it didn't, then, you know, I don't think they have much to go on at this point, besides the fact that the president stands with Dave and Dave stands with the president. So move on with your agenda of hate and division.
All right. Well, it's just an open-ended question then, finally, because I know you got to go and you've been working hard all day. Any final thoughts or things, you know, from somebody who was there that you would share with folks?
You know, I would just remind everybody, you know, getting out and voting is critical and supporting the president's agenda is critical. You know, donate what you can when you can, and make sure that you and all of your friends are registered to vote and are voting early. It is critical that we swamp the vote in November, and ballots went out this week. I want to see a huge Republican return rate here in Colorado next week when we start receiving ballots. And I, for one, as soon as I get it, I'm taking it to the polls. This is the first presidential election that I will vote in. And I am proud to finally, after 8 years of dedicated work for the president and his campaign, to be able to cast my vote for him. And another big takeaway I had today was the amount of Gen Z support that was here. There were kids from, you know, baby, infant. We had an infant in the front row all the way to in their 30s and up. You know, every generation was here today. And it was critical to see all of those young people turn out. They called out of school. They didn't go to school. The hell, half of them will probably get written up and put in detention by their teachers for ditching for a Trump rally. But they sacrificed their day and their academic achievements to be here with the president. And I think that that speaks volumes.
Well, right. Two things. Did you run into any of our wonderful rhinos?
Oh, Eli Bremmer. Somebody was saying it was Eli Bremmer there.
See Eli?
You know, I did not see Eli Bremmer. You know, we thought for a while that maybe he was coming in to introduce the president because we hadn't seen him yet. But then it turned out to be Stephen Miller. So, you know, we were all very disappointed that it was not our good friend Eli. But Eli the grifter. But I will say there was a couple rhinos in attendance. Britta Horn, the fake vice chair of the party, got seated on the grandstand to the right of President Trump from where he was at. And there was a lot of mixed feelings on that in the crowd of what the hell, you know, why let her on stage because of what she just did to Dave. So there was definitely that, but other than that, everything was great. A lot of camaraderie, a lot of faces I hadn't seen in many, many years. I took a lot of selfies with people, and it was really an incredible time.
All right.
Well, I've been voting for presidents for God knows how long time, but it's the first time, even though I've urged others to, when that comes in, I'm turning it in.
Right.
The same day. The same day.
You're right on that.
Now, we don't have an organization to get out the vote. That's because, you know, the establishment destroyed whatever reserves we had by endlessly suing us. But nonetheless, you know, if we're going to have any hope in Colorado, you got to get your ballot in right away. So people don't have to call you. Hey, you got your ballot in. And you can't say, well, I'll vote it election day and they find out you don't. So it's really important for everybody to get that thing in, to get out the vote and have any chance.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, and it's got to be our number one priority.
All right, Wes. Hey, thank you. I'll let you go. You've had a long day. Thank you for all the work you do.
Thanks for taking your time.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. And thanks for having me on. And looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
All right. Thank you. Wes Eimer there. This is from Charlene. What a testament. People have 4 days notice, get off work, arrangement for kids, transportation, waiting in line for hours, they probably won't even get in. And, you know, people are fed up. Let's see, from Jacob on WR News today, the Democrats in Asheville, North Carolina, wanted to extend the date to register to vote. The Republicans said no, and it ended up in court. The judge cited the Republicans. It seems to me that the hurricane affected the Dems more than the Republicans in Asheville. From Sandra, Dick Wadhams hasn't done a dang thing for the Republicans and the Republican Party in Colorado for decades. He truly is a bottom feeder. Then from Leo Shar, my sister works at a shop where the workers there got 6 tickets to see Trump. The boss gave them paid leave to go see it. Yeah, fake Britta Horn. That's right. And then yeah, Trump had some good videos today. Yeah, the videos were really good that he showed, and I'm sure we'll be seeing them. We'll be talking more about this for a while. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Meanwhile, though, it has not been more sort of bad news for Kamala Harris. Everywhere you go, and not everywhere you go, but and even in the conservative leaning media, except for MSNBC, I mean, CNN keeps showing these polls, and the headlines are why Democrats are worried. You know what I mean? The Hill is like Kamala's campaign strategy isn't working. They've dragged Barack Obama out to try to tell, you know, to try to shame all the black men into voting for Donald Trump, and the black men are saying they don't have it. I mean, I think Barack Obama. I don't know if it's too little, too late, or I don't even know. I guess people, if you voted for him, you would be like, okay, he's a nice guy. But I don't think Barack Obama has. I mean, he's been living his best life since then, right? And they drag him out to get involved in this race. I don't know that he has the kind of sway or pull that
Well,
he
you
had
have
before.
rather him out than Joe Biden and Kamala. So,
But it's somebody,
you got to have
yeah.
somebody out there.
But do you think anybody's going to listen to him? I mean, any
Yeah, a
more
few
than Taylor,
people.
do you think?
Sure. No, more people pay attention to Taylor Swift than Barack Obama. Easily.
That's probably
Easily.
true.
Do you have that thing with at the Univision deal?
Yeah, so this is so Kamala, and the reason is didn't Obama have to replace his chef? That's right. You don't want to go paddleboarding with the Obamas. So yeah, Kamala Harris did a town hall at Univision. Now, theoretically, a town hall is where people are asking spontaneous questions,
Yeah,
right?
spontaneous people asking
Spontaneous questions to which you give
spontaneous
your
answers.
spontaneous answer. But tell they Kamala Harris was quite. Now you're going to see the clip three times because it's kind of hard to see the first time through. But if you watch, you can see. So she's speaking. And you see screens here, but right in front of her, you can see what is a teleprompter with words on it. She's reading the teleprompter. So, Thomas, if we could please play the Kamala teleprompter soundbite.
Victim of crime, are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? The only question I ever ask is, are you
There's
okay?
a teleprompter now.
And sadly, we have seen over the last 2 weeks,
See the
since
words
you're
on it. Then,
openly
oh,
a victim
they
of
took the
crime,
words
are
off.
you a Republican? Are you a
Here's it
Democrat?
again.
The only question I ever ask is, are you okay? And sadly, we have seen over the last 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene, victim of crime, are you a
Final
Republican?
time.
Are you a Democrat? The only question I ever ask is, are you okay? And sadly, we have seen over the last 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene.
Okay, so yeah, it's you. So what you saw there is the camera's kind of panning, and then accidentally gets the words in the teleprompter, and you can tell they panic because teleprompters scroll, right? They don't just go off like that because that throws a person who's talking. And so all of a sudden, boom, they shut the teleprompter off. The conservative treehouse said he watched the whole thing. And he said clearly there were, I mean, that wasn't the only time it happened, right? There were other times when they caught it too. And he said it seemed to be any time she was giving a somewhat specific answer, there was a teleprompter there, which number one raised a bunch of questions. Number one, how would you know what to put into the teleprompter unless you are, how would you know what answers to type in there unless you already knew what the questions were, right? Not only the questions, but the order of the questions. Because you have to put it into the teleprompter, right? You have to enter it. It doesn't just magically appear.
AI.
Yeah. So clearly, her campaign knew what the questions were going to be, right?
She didn't know what the answers were going to be, though, so she had to read them off. I'm not being facetious. She's suffering some severe mental disability. She had her teleprompter go out during a speech the other day, and she was talking about being 32 years in some event, and she was just left babbling 32, 32, 32, until it finally came back on. I mean, it's
God bless
Excuse
you.
me. It's amazing. I mean, something's mentally, cognitively a problem, because anybody can just give blabbering answers to general questions, and she can't. I mean, in the debate, if Trump had said you didn't answer the question, she would have been stuck because she couldn't answer the question other than saying I'm from a middle class
She
family.
would talk about that.
So
Well,
she cannot formulate things. She really has some real serious, I mean, serious mental problems. She doesn't have dyslexia because she can read just fine on teleprompters. But she can't remember answers. You know, they had her on, I'm not sure it was with Oprah or someone else, where she clearly forgot the question midstream and just started about, oh, I love the Americans because they're ambitious. And that's she's been taught that, saying, look, if you get a
Just do
mental
the
problem,
word salad, yeah.
You know, just repeat this stuff and nobody will notice.
Right.
And so she's got real mental cognitive problems.
She from Charlene, she's so lame that all the Dems and Hillary Rodham Clinton have is shut down the alternate media so Trump's message won't get out. Are the people on the inside sabotaging Kamala, or are they just inept with the teleprompter? Well, that I think was an accident, right? That
Can
was a
you see some
cameraman.
guy like me going, watch this? This will be great. Let's turn it off for a second.
Well, I was reading a great column today that actually suggested that, Charlene. It said what it was suggesting was that Joe Biden, who maybe not is as demented as everyone thinks, at least Jill isn't demented. So he announces, remember, that he's going to step down. It's on a Sunday. And he immediately, in the same announcement, endorses Kamala Harris. Well, you remember it for like a week, it was crickets from Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer,
Right,
right? None of them said, yay. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi, this columnist quoted, was saying, well, we were thinking about having an open primary, but I guess now we're not. I mean, I'm paraphrasing there. But so this columnist's suspicion is that Joe Biden deliberately tanked him, or put him in a spot by not just withdrawing so they could then handpick their own person, because they clearly know what Kamala's, she couldn't get any votes when she ran for president before. And so he put her in, and now all he does, and he went through these sites where, for the first time ever, Joe Biden wanders into a White House
Oh, you're having
briefing.
a professional great. Hi, everybody.
Stop by, right? Well, Kamala's trying to say something, so he completely upstages her. Kamala's trying to make a big deal about DeSantis not taking a phone call, so he's politicizing the hurricane. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's like, well, I'm on the phone with him all the time. He's
Great
great.
guy, very
Great guy.
gracious.
He's
It's
doing
wonderful.
everything he can. Couldn't be better, right? And so, and then there was another time too when she was on The View and Joe Biden then held another news conference. So they're suggesting that Joe Biden, in his own way, trying to tank her, which wouldn't surprise me really. Let's see. Oh, we got let's see. Oh, okay. From Dr. Don, back on Kamala Harris. I don't think she's from Dr. Donna. I don't think she's stupid, but knows exactly what she's doing. And from Jacob, yeah, the Democrats would have had to pick their own candidate. Dr. Donna from Leo, Dr. Donna, no, she is stupid. Sandra, I agree with Leo, she is stupid.
How
From
good is that?
Charlene, I think they're in shambles. Well, and her husband didn't do, he was apparently on MSNBC where they asked him about this allegation that he slapped a girlfriend. And rather than say no,
He said, I'm from a middle-class
yeah,
family.
he said he worked at McDonald's. No, he said that we need to, I don't know what, focus on America or something like that, right?
Yes. Slap those women around and focus on America. That's how we ought to do it.
as you said, the new
It's
masculinity
the worst of the old
is
masculinity.
the old masculinity too. Well, and it's, they're, what is it, 20 some days now. The news is, as you always have said, there's sort of a drumbeat. And even on the Democrat side, the drumbeat is they're worried, they're worried, they're worried, right? Kamala, they tried to keep her in bed. That didn't work for the whole time. They had to put her out. That just made it worse. We're seeing what we saw the first time around when she had to go out there and give speeches,
Right.
and everyone hated her, right?
Well, she can give a speech, she can read off a teleprompter, but boy, that's it. That is it. And there's a real reason why you can't memorize something. I mean, she just cannot. At age 60, people have, premature dementia. And she has some problems because this is shocking that you say, okay, let's run a campaign. It worked with Biden last time. Let's just never put her out there. You kind of go, whoa.
Oh, and from Jacob, it would be funny if Kamala's husband would come to Denver to slap Wadhams. And then from Leo, Dr. Donna, there are no parrots in Springfield anymore. They taste like chicken. It's like, and then from Johnny Johnson, cat nuggets, and they've been talking about that. Well, yeah, I think from Charlene, I agree with you. The Democrat Party is kind of in shambles. Now, they may be relying on the fact that, remember, a long time ago, Susan Beckman said, who ran in for a legislative seat in on the Littleton area in Arapahoe County, so the Democrat machine could, the candidate doesn't matter,
Well,
right? Which is
she had a spy within their campaign who sent her their campaign materials, which he was kind enough to pass on to me. Every house, how they voted, who in the house would vote, which ones were needed by to vote by proxy, the ones that had to be convinced. I mean, it was detailed down to every household, every household.
That's right. And where did Susan go? I think she actually went to work in the Trump campaign at HUD. So she might, during the Trump administration, she did, but I don't know if she's still there.
She's called a core, a entitlement coordinator. She goes to City Hall or whoever else it is and says, could you waive this particular zoning restriction?
Okay, so
And
she's a lobbyist kind of thing.
no, it's a person who deals with the local bureaucrats, because most projects you just go, oh, we'll do whatever it says here. No, it's because of this, we need wide, a little wider and narrower street. And it's a very kind of challenging one. A lot of people end up in jail because they kind of they run up against somebody and say, yeah, you need a waiver for this, and why should I care? And they go, oh, well, how would you like to go to the Caribbean? Not for this.
Susan is not in jail,
Well,
though. Nor
no,
does Chuck mean to imply that she is.
no, I'm sure she'd be a great one because she wouldn't be crooked, but.
Let me, and then Party Friday, I have this. So this is interesting. Wes was talking about Gen Z, right? So I'm driving Rev to basketball practice today, and he's listening to some video, and it's clearly somebody is pretending to be Kamala Harris, where they're trying to talk her into doing an interview, and then Donald Trump. And I'm like, it was funny. And I'm like, what's that? And Rev looks at me like I'm an idiot, and he goes, it's Freedom Tunes. And I'm like, what's Freedom Tunes? And for those of you who don't know, it's Freedom Tunes, TOONS. He's like, they're like literally all over, Mom. I'm like, oh, okay. But
Oh,
he's like,
sorry.
yeah, he's like, me and all my friends listen to it. But it was clearly conservative. I mean, it's political humor, and that's why I think these kids are going to save us. But I wanted for this Party Friday to
Or
play,
kill us.
to play this for you. So if we could please, Thomas, play the Freedom Tunes soundbite.
Kamala, we have the perfect interview. Your best friend since you were five works for a news network, and they've agreed to only give you softball questions, which you'll get to see 3 weeks ahead of time. What do you say? No. No, it'll be pre-recorded. We can control the final edit.
Wow, that's too scary. No.
Mr. President, you've been invited to do an interview with.
I'll do it.
Sir, you didn't let me finish.
I'll do it. Let's do the interview.
Do you want time to prepare?
Does he have time this afternoon?
He might.
Great. When he's here, we'll go live for 3 hours.
Okay, they've agreed to let you write the questions. No. No, that's too scary. No.
They're agreeing to let Tim Walz do it with you. He can.
No!
Maybe you should give it a bit more thought.
It'll be fine.
I plan to murder you after the interview.
Many have tried. Let's get the show on the road.
Okay, they'll let you be interviewed by Tim Walz, and we can cut it down from an hour to the best 3 minutes.
No, I don't think so. No.
Every question is going to be a softball.
No, I don't.
Ugh. Okay, I'll cancel another interview.
Why are you a racist demon who hates gays?
I'm not, you're stupid.
Why am I always under attack?
Where were we?
Isn't that funny? It's true, though. That's from Charlene. Yeah, that's what Hillary Clinton must have heard about him, and that's why she's trying to ban it. That's right. And from Jacob, that comma laugh is very scary. If you haven't, yeah, from Charlene, Rev is already a cool dude. It's
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
no, he was playing something before me. I mean, there's an he goes to the new one is where they show her having accents, and so oh, she's with all of her fake accents. So if you haven't checked it out, as Rev says, they're all over. If you just Google Freedom Tunes. TOONS. So we'll have to bring up more of those. I'm from Sandra. Good show today. Thank you. And BBS Radio was truly happy that Trump rallied in Colorado.
All right.
Perfectly said, Sandra.
Yeah.
That was
And with
really.
that, we've got to go. We want to thank all the great comments and all of you going, staying with us. And next week's going to be even more fun.
That's right. Gordon Chang on China on
Yeah, Gordon
Monday.
Chang on China's always fun.
All right. Bye, everybody. Have a
Take
great
care.
Friday.
Bye bye.